And it's by the Holy Spirit's interplay. Remember, the Holy Spirit was there in the foundation of the world. He brooded over the chaos. The second freedom is that we have freedom of fear because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our guarantee of our salvation. The second freedom we're looking at relates to what happens at the moment that we trust in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 says, "And you were also invited in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are in God's possession to the praise of His glory." The moment we trust in Christ, God marks us as His own. Hallelujah. People used to seal things to secure them. Gordon Lee, who is a Assemblies of God pastor and New Testament scholar at Regents College, said a seal denoted ownership and authenticity. This is thereby guaranteed the protection of its owner according to God's empowering presence, His book. On my wall in my office, I have a certificate. I have a couple, but from the CEC. And on there is a seal of the CEC. I also have college diplomas. On there are seals from the college. That's there attesting to that I have accomplished either a diploma from a college or that I've been certified as a pastor in the CEC. That is their guarantee to anyone that reads it that I have reached certain levels. They are attesting to my qualifications. That's why over the last 2 or 3 years, the Bishop's Council of the state of Florida has gone through several ecclesiastical courts to remove those vestiges of empowerment from certain people within the state of Florida, where we no longer feel that the people can be represented in the CEC or have representation of us because of one reason or another. The Holy Spirit is described as our deposit or our guarantee, our first installment or down payment of God's pledge to complete what He has started in our life. That is a great promise and gives us hope of what He has started, He will finish. I don't care how disgusted we get at times. I don't care how hard things get at times. God has said to you, "I have begun a good work in you, and the work of sanctification will continue to the end." And though the hills might get hard, though the times might get tough, my Spirit goes with you, John, until the end. And we're going to finish this trip together. And though it's a hard climb, and though there are things in your past that still need to be straightened out, though there are things that you want to do that you shouldn't do, though there are things that you used to do that you won't do anymore because the Spirit in you will not allow you, and there are things that call from your past to pull you back, praise God, the Spirit in you will not allow you to go back. The neat thing here is AA. Someone in AA is one drink away from falling off the wagon. And they have men on men working with them 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, women on women 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, to assure that they don't slip back. Well, we in the church have the Holy Spirit. Yes, we have each other, but we have the Holy Spirit so that if we feel like we're slipping back, the Holy Spirit can empower us to move forward. Yes, we can call each other. We can encourage each other. But the Holy Spirit is there to enable us, to give us the word, to give us the fruit, to give us the drink, to give us whatever we need to push forward, not to give up, to reach that point of sanctification, that we're at that place that God intends for us to be, and not at that place when we were in the world. God empowers us. Romans 8:9 says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Saints of God, understand, the Spirit Himself is the down payment, and in our lives it guarantees our certain future. The gift of the Spirit is the first part of the redemption or the sanctification of the whole person. The third promise that we have is the Holy Spirit. Says in Galatians 5:16-17. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful flesh. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, and so you do not do what you want to do. The Holy Spirit is like a coach. I don't care what sport you were in high school or college, you had a coach that was ever-present help. If you were in tennis, as I was for a while in college, you had a coach that was constantly haranguing you about your backhand, or about your serve, or about whatever, wanting you to be better. If you were in football, constantly haranguing you about your receptions or your pass or your wind sprints or whatever, constantly pushing you to be better. And when you got winded and wanted to sit down, they were constantly on your case to do more, to be better. They knew when to push, and they knew when to let you catch your breath. The Holy Spirit is that way in our life. There's some days that we need to take a break, but they never leave us to give up and to feel to have pity parties. Problem is, when we have a pity party, no one comes. The Holy Spirit is our present help to grow and mature. When we have the concept that the Holy Spirit is our present help, when we understand that the accuser of the brethren will come, but we have the empowerment that when we get into this self-talk, that we can say, mine, be quiet, and know that God is with me, and God is not my accuser. God does not tell me my failures. He tells me my successes. God does not belittle me and remind me in minute detail of all my past, but He tells me of all my futures. And I command the silence of the accuser of the brethren. God does not remind me of my spouse's every minute failings, as if I was writing an epistle, a book, for the last 7 years or 10 years or 20 years of whatever. But He reminds me of the things that my spouse has done right that I might be edifying to him or to her. God's not an accuser. God's an edifier. The Holy Spirit will edify us and tell us how to come through a situation and not fail a situation. When we can meet people with a holy kiss and with words of encouragement, then we're ready for the next step of God for we're filled with the glory of God and not with a sense of dread and failure. That's what God wants to do with our lives, is fill us in such a way that we don't get concerned by the have-nots. Our glass is never half empty, but is always potentially overflowing and filled with possibilities, filled with anticipation, filled with a spirit of awe, filled with a spirit of wonder, filled with a spirit of wondering what God is going to do now and for us and with us. There are many things Christians believe about the Holy Spirit. Lots of Christians argue about the Holy Spirit. Guys, I'm telling you, we're filled with the Holy Spirit. There's not a person in this room that's a Christian that does not have the Holy Spirit in them. Now, do we allow the Holy Spirit to operate through us? Sometimes we dampen that spirit. I am telling you, God wants us as vehicles and channels to release the Holy Spirit. When do you know the Holy Spirit is working in you? When you're talking to someone and all of a sudden something comes out of your mouth that edifies that person. Or you ask the question that you weren't even thinking about, but it hits the point right on the head of where that person was, and they go, how did you know that? Because you got out of your way, out of the way, and allowed the Holy Spirit to hit the question that needed to be answered to relieve the pressure of where that person's life was. Then you know that God is operating. God will put words in our mouth and wisdom in our heart that's beyond our ability to understand. And He will do it time and time and time again if we will but trust in our salvation and in His working within us. Amen? Please stand to your feet. Father, I pray that we will yield to the Holy Spirit within us. That we will no longer be a people who write the script for you to run. But we will be a people who will run the script that you write. And our life will be filled with anticipation and joy. God, come in our life. Fill us with your hope. Fill us with your words. Fill us with your love. One for another, we pray. In the name of the